Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for today's message is the last part of our gospel reading from St. John, the 8th chapter. As you know, Easter is approaching, and it is during this time of year the media takes an interest in the life of Christ. They bring out all kinds of experts in the field of New Testament studies to tout their knowledge about the historical Jesus. Now, that's not the Jesus of the Bible, you should know. But a Jesus that these experts think they know more about than Scripture. And these experts have one thing in common. They are theological liberals, and they reject the divinity of Christ. They're cut from the same cloth as a scholar named Bart Ehrman. He is the New Testament professor of theology at the University of North Carolina. And Bart Ehrman has come out and said quite clearly in his books, and he likes to do the talk show circuit and do the nightly comedies and so forth, Jesus never claimed to be God. That's what he says. The early church turned Jesus into God so that they could force their views on other people. Well, the media wants you to question the lordship of Jesus Christ, because if he's just a man, Christianity is just another religion with no real claim to exclusive truth. But if Jesus Christ isn't the Lord, if he isn't God, what does that mean for you? And especially to your children. What does it mean to them if Jesus isn't truly the Lord, the Son of the living God, as they confess him to be their Savior in a world that is growing increasingly intolerant of Christianity? Well, years ago in convention, the United Church of Christ, the UCC, wrestled with that question. Is Jesus Christ Lord? There they debated an important resolution, which read in part, "The greatest issue facing our denomination is whether or not to acknowledge the lordship and divinity of Jesus, which is the most basic of all Christian teachings. A pastor or church cannot deny the divinity of Jesus and claim to be Christian. Our status as a Christian denomination and our loyalty to Jesus as Lord needs to be clarified, since it is well known that there are UCC pastors and churches that do not adhere to the lordship and divinity of Jesus. So much so, in fact, that UCC is often referred to as Unitarians Considering Christ." They wrote that. "It is highly detrimental to the health and growth of UCC churches and extremely embarrassing for UCC pastors and members to be viewed as non-Christians. This resolution provides us with the opportunity to vigorously dispel any notions that we allow non-Christians and or anti-Christian doctrines, while at the same time providing us the opportunity to boldly declare and celebrate that we are indeed a Christian denomination, requiring that all of our pastors and churches adhere to the most essential, indispensable Christian doctrine of all, namely that Jesus is Lord." Now, thankfully, the revolution passed, and if my memory serves me correctly, it was by a 2-to-1 margin. So 1/3 of the UCC convention delegates rejected that Jesus Christ is Lord. But it only passed after they dropped from the resolution the statement requiring that all of our pastors and churches adhere to the most essential, indispensable Christian doctrine of all. So while the UCC officially endorses the doctrine that Jesus Christ is Lord, they do not require that all of their churches and pastors believe that confession. However, the framers of that resolution were quite correct that Jesus Christ is Lord. It is the most indispensable and essential of Christian doctrines. Indeed, one of the earliest creeds of the Christian church is this simple phrase, "Jesus Christ is the Lord." To confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord is essential to your Christian faith, because that confession states that Jesus is God. And that as God, he has indeed saved you from your sins. And that as God, his word is true. And since Jesus is the Son of the living God, then your God is the triune God, the living Holy Trinity. So let's look at today's gospel reading from John and allow that passage to help us reflect on that all-important confession that Jesus is the Lord. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Professor Bart Ehrman and his colleagues teach that Jesus never claimed to be God. You see the same thing going on in our text. There are Jews who have rejected that Jesus is God. In fact, they look at Jesus and say, "You're a Samaritan, or you have a demon." What they're saying is that you are a half-breed Jew, or you are an idiot. They were calling Jesus a liar or a lunatic. Well, that's what's going on in our culture today. Several years ago, I remember watching a History Channel episode on the cults. And the producers of that show made it very clear that Jesus was nothing more than another cult leader. Just a man whose religion happened to have the good fortune of going mainstream. And it's true, though. If Jesus is just a man, if he isn't the Lord, then Christianity is just another cult. Like the cult of Muhammad or the cult of Joseph Smith. And Jesus is just like any other prophet, dead and in the grave. But you know, cult leaders, every last one of them, seek to glorify themselves. Find me one that isn't all about himself. But Jesus didn't leave the glory of heaven to seek more glory on earth. He said, if I glorify myself, my glory is nothing. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. But you have not known him. I know him. If I were to say that I do not know him, I would be a liar like you. But I know him and I keep his word. Jesus then goes on to explain that he is Abraham's Lord. Your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham? And Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. Now this infuriated the Jews, so much so that they wanted to stone Jesus for blasphemy. What was Jesus blaspheming? What was he claiming when he said, before Abraham was, I am? The Jews knew exactly what he meant when he said, before Abraham was, I am. In opposition to Bart Ehrman and the History Channel and every other person who claims that Jesus never claimed to be God, Jesus said, I am. And the Jews knew what he meant. He said, I am the one who promised Abraham he would be a great nation. I am the one who called to Moses from the burning bush to be my prophet. I am the one who delivered Israel. I am the great I am. Jesus is saying, I am Yahweh. I am the Lord. So Jesus then does indeed announce that he is God. Well, was Jesus a liar? Or was he just another lunatic who claims to be divine or God? Well, Jesus had already done and said many things to demonstrate that he is indeed the divine God. He raised the dead. He cast out demons. He stilled storms. He healed the sick, the lame, the blind. The real liars were those who rejected Jesus as Lord. By rejecting Christ's Lordship, such people reject, as Jesus said, the one true living God, the one who reveals himself in Holy Scripture to be indeed Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You see, if Jesus isn't God, then the Holy Trinity is a false teaching. Jesus must be God for God to be triune. But know this, Jesus is the Lord. He is God. And those who confess Jesus Christ is the Lord confess the truth. And of course we all know that truth is confirmed. On that first Easter Sunday, when Jesus rose from the dead. But right before our text, Jesus tells those Jews, "But because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." If Jesus isn't the Lord, if he's just a man, then his word is his own word and is not God's. Why should anyone bother following Jesus' opinions? Because if he's just a man, that's all his word is opinion. Well, that was the logic of Jesus' opponents. You're not God, why should we follow you? And that's the logic today of Jesus' opponents. If Jesus isn't the Lord, then we are free to ignore his teaching. If Jesus isn't the Lord, we are free to follow any prophet of our heart's desire, or none at all. If Jesus isn't the Lord, we are free to live our lives any way we feel. Makes it a rather appealing doctrine, then, to say that Jesus isn't Lord. But eat, drink, and be merry, because if Jesus isn't Lord, tomorrow you die. But you are blessed by God to confess the truth, that Jesus Christ is the Lord. And as the Lord, Christ's word is God's word. We know that Jesus is Lord because he, of all the men and women who have ever walked the face of this earth, alone followed the will of God. His opponents could never accuse him of sin because Jesus is sinless. And only God is sinless. Jesus was completely obedient to his heavenly Father, of which no other human being on earth has ever been able to do. And he was obedient even to the point of death on the cross. We also know that Jesus Christ is the Lord because, unlike human beings, Jesus never lied. He never broke a promise. Name one person in your life that has never lied to you or never broken a promise. The psalmist says, all men are liars. Jesus never lied, because God cannot lie. Jesus kept his promise to Abraham, and Abraham became a great nation. Jesus has kept his promise to you, his church, and the church has become a great nation, a nation of priests. Christ has given birth to his church by his word. He has saved you from sin and the devil by his word. And about his word, Jesus said, if anyone keeps my word, he will never taste death. Because Christ's word is the word of God, it is a life-giving word. The same word that brought the heavens and the earth into being has raised you from the deadness of your sins in the waters of holy baptism and given you life. The word of God has taken an unbeliever destined for hell, and has turned you into a believer on the path to heaven. The word of God that Christ has spoken has forgiven your sins, and because it is a life-giving word, it has saved you from God's wrath and eternal damnation. Whoever believes that Jesus is the Lord will be saved. For such keep the word of Christ and will never taste the wrath of God. Well, but if Jesus was a liar or a demon-possessed lunatic, then his life and death could do nothing for you. We'd still be in our trespasses and sins under the wrath of God. But as the Word of God made flesh, God himself became man to do what only God can do. And that is to pay the penalty to God for your sins. The writer of the Hebrews summarizes this as much when he says, how much more will the blood of Christ, the blood of God, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish, perfect to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Only Jesus, only his blood can purify your conscience of sin and make you right with God. By giving his own life into death for all sin, Jesus has fulfilled all those Old Testament promises that our Heavenly Father has made, promising forgiveness and salvation. And by fulfilling his Heavenly Father's promises in death, Jesus glorifies his Father in heaven. And in his resurrection, God the Father now glorifies his Son. Jesus Christ is the Lord. He is the mediator of a new covenant. He, the covenant of grace. He has come to forgive your sins. And as Lord, he is now seated at the right hand of God the Father, the seat of power and authority. And as Lord, he watches over you, his church, cares for you, daily forgives your sins, and guides you on the path of righteousness to his heavenly home. If Jesus isn't the Lord, if he isn't truly and fully God, well, then there's no hope for mankind. But before Abraham was, Jesus said, "I am." So you can be assured by what you read in the New Testament scriptures that by his miracles, by the word that he preached, by his life, death, and resurrection, that Jesus is no liar and he's no lunatic. He is the Lord. He is your true and living God. And because Jesus is Lord, your God, the Holy Trinity, is the one true and living God. Now the world may hate you as it hated Christ because you believe that Jesus is the Lord. It may tell you that you're on the wrong side of history, or that you might even be knuckleheaded and deserving of persecution. But you can be certain that because Jesus Christ is the Lord, your Heavenly Father loves you, for he has given you his only begotten Son. And as he has glorified his Son, so on the day of resurrection, he will glorify you, his people, who believe in his Son. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, amen. Please rise.